In a world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail, three man children stand not quite shoulder to shoulder with their trusty spray can at their side, united across timelines and space against the congealed, grimdark 90s inspired hordes. Shuku and Shinobi, Dossum Rifle, Jedi Mom, Aerosol. Their mission, to bring you the latest Toku news in the craziest way possible. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles Season 4. If you don't listen to this show, you don't know anything about Tokusatsu.
Hello and welcome to our Season 4, Episode 26.
Guys, I'm the new Shurikenger. Only Yay. Half of people get that. And Brian sounded dead when he did the intro.
Hello and welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rambles.
Look, I told you I was tired.
That's what happens when you live alone with Cat now.
You're lucky I'm here.
Live alone with Cat?
We wouldn't be here. I think we went over this last week.
About Brian, everyone dies. That's just truth. That's when Brian's not here, we don't exist.
I always exist.
I make it sound like you people are figments of my imagination.
How we might be. Not?
I'm going to freak you out now.
Wait, you added an additional person. Does that mean you're getting crazier?
I think so.
The craziest just got crazier. Wait, I remember that. And then we quit and just stayed like really quick. Then we're like, you know what? This is too crazy. We need to notch it down. Does that work?
This is too crazy. Them Canadians are running wild.
What do the Canadians have to do with it? Eh?
Never mind.
What's okay. That shit with YouTube and Google Plus? It's really annoying.
I know. I finally clicked their sync thing today, and then I can't see my comments. They said, you'll be able to see your comments if you sign up. It was a trap.
What like, the fuck's up with Canadians?
The Canadians?
Did the Canadians make Google Plus?
They might have. I don't know.
Is this a boot?
Damn them. Google just needs to learn that Google Plus will never be a thing.
Not gonna take off.
People already have Twitter and Facebook. They don't need a third one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what your mom said.
One-ups. I forgot how the show went.
The segment has number one in it, too. It's the first segment.
Onesies.
No, Kevin, that will never be a thing.
That's Kevin's Google Plus.
Product-wise, the only thing I've bought is Beast Hunter's Knockout.
And the Abe's Odyssey guide.
No, I took a picture of it. I didn't buy it.
You should have bought it. I would have bought it. It's probably haunted. Never mind.
Probably. I don't even know why it's there. I just look over, I see this ancient book. I'm like, what is this? And it was like, Abe's Odyssey. I'm like,
it probably would have let you do a treasure. National Treasure 3, Abe's Odyssey. That's what Nicolas Cage is going to look like by the third National Treasure. Because that's how far his hairline will have receded. To be honest, their faces do look a little similar. If you look at them. Like, go look at a picture of them.
Oh, but yeah, I bought Knockout. He's really, really cool. Really? I mean, I'm in the house. Like, I'm actually legit here.
As opposed to being fake there. That's
right,
fine.
Just spiritually there. The room is slowly but surely coming together, but right now it's just shelves and boxes everywhere. So.
The room? The whole thing is one room?
Yes, the entire house is one singular room. Even the bathroom. The bathroom is actually just a corner.
That's awkward.
That we roped
That's
off.
Awesome.
Roped off? Like a red velvet rope.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one imagining that.
That's awesome, Brian. Do you have like a little midget attendant that like lets you in the rope?
Yeah, he had to bring it with him
see?
From his house.
Yeah, the one that lived under my desk.
No, it's just his little servant, and it wears a little bow tie. But that's all it wears, at Brian's insistence.
Does he pull like a towel over his arm?
Sure.
Oh, Brian always needs a I call him Jeeves.
You
the
should
only
call
name.
Him Wiggins.
I'll call him Niles.
Like Wiggins? Like, yes, sir.
And I mean, that's really it. Like,
then you can have him tell the men to dig for gold.
Review Bragas. Yeah, so I'm in the middle of a move. I don't really have time to record. Everything's really busy. First Review comment. Bragas. Review Bragas. Thank you. Citizens of YouTube.
Citizens of YouTube suck donkey boners.
Not you, YouTube.
So it's just been a long process of boxes and messes. Really, that's about it. It's nice, though. You know, its own little way, I suppose. Someone else talk. I got nothing.
Okay. I haven't really bought anything, because tomorrow's my twinning day. I don't know if I'll buy anything, but stay tuned next week. But I actually haven't gotten to play much Pokemon. I finished Arkham Origins today, and that was pretty good. And then I had an exciting day of dusting because I had to get by my TV and plug in one of those multiple HDMI ports for my PS4 because I only have 3 ports and I'm getting too many things. And there was like this shelf that has like MMPR stuff on the back, and it was like crazy thick layers of dust. Like, you would think you just walked into a haunted house. Like, it was like Hillhurst levels of dust. It was ridiculous because it's behind my TV entertainment center, so I can't reach it except when I have to get behind the TV, which I really haven't had to for like a year. So it's pretty ridiculous.
Did and Blue Jay Leno pop out?
And what? A blue Jewish man?
No, Blue Jay Leno.
Oh, no. Anyway, I'm not going this bit. I decided to dust the window too, and I found a dead bee in there, and I don't know how it got there. That some bitch could have killed me any time.
Which like, bee was it?
The lowercase.
Bumble.
But
Bumblebee!
Because I was expecting to find like some dead flies or maybe some cobwebs, but the window was fairly clean despite always being blocked off, but there was like one dead bee. And I'm like, how the fuck did you get in here? So I was pretty scared. So that was as thrilling as my week gets. I found a dead bee that could have killed me at some point during the week. I should have known about it. There was once a moth dropped. There was once a moth dropped in my shades, and I slept like completely covered in a hoodie all night because I was afraid it was going to touch me. They're dirty. That's like scarier than bees because I touched you. I feel like disease.
He's so weird.
What was it that Bert said? He's like, moths are just ugly butterflies. Racist. Anyway, it's Kevin's turn. So everyone get a drink.
I got my 4th badge in black too, hooray.
Progress.
I know, right? I bought Bragas for me and Brian.
Bragas.
Dawson's like, I need to think about it. I don't know if I really want the big dinosaur.
I didn't say that, I said I'm not getting it right now.
I'm like 3 years behind on the Big Mecha, but it's fine. What else did I get? AmiAmi decided to be nice and combine my October-November orders together into one giant mass of toys. I'm like, that needs to stop.
Maybe you'll get a refrigerator box like me. That was fun. It was expensive, but like a little bit worth it for the picture, but not really.
people have been buying my toys, and that makes me happy. Not a lot, but enough to pay for whatever. I tell AmiAmi, hey, give me the stuff you own, you have right now, and then send me the rest of this shit later. What else have I bought? I'm trying to think. I think I bought stuff here.
At your house?
No, like English things, American things, I don't know. I don't even know anymore. I bought my little girl a Pikachu doll, like a little stuffed animal of Pikachu. She sleeps in the bed with it every night. It protects her. Because she came in one night and was like, I'm scared.
Oh no, it's Hawkeye.
I don't know what the fuck her problem was. Well, you know,
dog's barking, so, and I don't know why.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know what? Somebody allowed the small child to watch Chucky, because he's a fucking douchebag. And so now she's all scared of things. And so I told her that she came and was like, I'm scared. So I put her back in her bed, and she had like this big Flynn Rider from Tangled. I was like, well, exactly. So
Chuck will protect you.
Exactly. I was like, you got Flynn Rider and you got Pikachu. Right? Because she watches all my shows. I mean, she sees Pikachu kick everybody's ass every week. I'm like, here, look. Pikachu always protects Ash. Here. Pikachu's going to protect you now. And so is Flynn Rider. As long as you got them, you'll be alright. So, we woke up, a couple mornings ago, and she came in the room and was like, I'm scared. And she, like, wet the bed or whatever. So I go in there, and we start throwing...
Did you just cover it with newspaper?
No, I'm not Adam Sandler. So she starts, like we start like, taking stuff off the bed. We unmake the bed, put a new set of sheets on, and we change her clothes, whatever. And she gets in the bed. She just looks up at her mom and goes, I need Pikachu and Flynn Rider. I was like, aw. So we got it for her. I had to explain, like, yeah, I told her they'd protect her. So now she has her own little Pikachu protector. It's kind of adorable.
You should have her watch the Nate's Vlogs rewinding video of Chucky. That'll make it much better. She'll learn some new words.
She hasn't heard from listening to RRR. We say a lot of fun things on that podcast. She just sits there and listens to it in the car. I don't know if I've done anything else. I've been buying video games that I'm not going to play for a while. I got my Zelda game from Matt. I got Ninja Turtles for Wii and 3DS. What was the other one I got? Oh, Lego Marvel for Wii U. I got the Sonic games, but those are Christmas presents. So I have to wait to get those till Christmas. But whatever, because I got a bunch of other shit to play that I'm never going to get to. No, because I've been playing Pokemon every chance I get to try and catch up so I can play X and Y.
What Zelda game did you buy from Matt?
Well, I didn't get to get the special like Wind Waker HD that had the Ganondorf statue.
Oh.
And he was all like, oh, hey, do you still need that? My manager's going to give me his statue. And I'm just downloading the game. But I already have a pre-order. So I'm going to have an extra one. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll buy it, Matt. Well, so I bought it, and I paid him for it. And then he was like, oh, well, I don't mean to, like, be a dick or anything, but my manager decided not to give me his statue. So do you mind if I just send you the game? I'm like, man, I don't fucking care anymore at this point. Because like, he kept forgetting to send it to me, and, like, it took him forever. He had to find a box that size and shit. And I'm just like, you know what, Matt, I really don't fucking care anymore. Just send me whatever. And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, I feel bad. I'm like, oh, Matt, just shut the fuck up with him in the game. Like, I paid him, I didn't get the game for like 2 weeks. Like, son of a bitch, Matt, what the fuck are you doing?
So you just bought a game you could have walked down to the store and get?
Yeah, I bought the game I had fucking reserved at GameStop and had to move the money to something else.
Complicated process.
Fucking Matt. So I got, like, the Kentucky version of Wind Waker.
Everyone has an accent. The Kentucky version of Ocarina is a little fairy goes, ha! Instead of, hey, listen. No? All right. I thought that was
all
pretty
all the hearts
good.
Are just fried chicken.
That would be awesome.
Don't get Kevin going.
Fried chicken gets me going. Every night. So I think that's about it. I don't think there's anything else.
Well, I bought the pizza I'm eating now.
This is the most up-to-date one-ups.
Aside from that, I really haven't been doing much. I was kind of sick yesterday. Over the course of the week, I played both the original BioShock and BioShock Infinite. I can't say the fucking word. every time this week I've gone to say infinite, I've screwed it up. But I played those because why the hell not?
Did you finish
already?
Them?
Like, yeah.
Oh, nice. I still haven't finished the original BioShock, but I finished Infinite.
They were both good.
Yeah, I really liked Infinite. I liked Infinite a lot. I want to go back and play the first one now.
The DLC that's coming soon.
Yeah, the Burial at Sea one. I don't think it's out yet. I think it's really soon, but I don't think it's out yet, but I'm looking forward to that too. But I really want to go back and play the original Bioshock.
Yeah, I think the ending went on a little bit in the original, but it had some good moments. Like it had a nice little twist to it. I liked it. I really enjoyed it.
Infinite certainly had a twist. It was very mind-bendy.
Yeah.
That was one of those ones I immediately went online as soon as I finished it. And I read a bunch of stuff, and I watched like this thing from Rev 3 Games about wrap-up. It was a really interesting ending.
Yeah,
oh,
that was
awesome, homo.
I kind of sat there for a little while thinking about how everything kind of tied into itself.
Like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, that's pretty much it for me. I don't know, do we have news this week, or...
I don't know, Brian left to go get the dog that was barking. I think he got eaten by a werewolf.
Either that or he stopped to touch himself on the way back.
Well, the only news that I could think of yesterday was that it's a rumor about the G-Rangers being in the Versus movie, and then there was something else I feel that I'm forgetting. Oh,
That was confirmed because it was a rumor.
And there was the Tomashi show, but there really wasn't much at all there.
They're like, look, we have Liangle. And then Mutsuki's girlfriend was like, I care. Everyone else was like, we don't.
I hated that guy. He was like a douchier version of Trent.
Oh, and his bike was there. That's.
And it was next to him, and Chalice was next to his bike, which leads you to believe they're going to come with him.
Which makes me go, God damn it, because I wanted to buy Chalice.
Yeah, I might still get Chalice, but nobody else, just because he's like the only other one I wanted for my collection.
And they had, I guess, prototypes of Gaim and Baron. And
oh, yeah, that's true.
The bike. Gaim's bike. I forgot that they both had different bikes, but Gaim's bike. So that's the thing.
They don't look bad, but I'm so wary about the current year's rider figures. Like, the current year's rider figures are, like, the lowest bar of quality out of all the figures that are out. I don't know why. It's really annoying.
Like, it pisses me off because I see things like the Ryuki line, and those are, like, some of the best figure arts ever, is all the Ryuki riders. And I don't know why they can't just do the same thing for the current rider year. Like,
it's really annoying.
Yeah, and
even the Showa riders, which I don't really like, have really solid figures.
They do. The Showas are really good. They had like Renewal Kabuto there again, and like, look, he's going to be like a $50,000 because we're stupid. Like, why is Kabuto so fucking expensive? Or like, I don't know.
Because he's not anorexic anymore. He looks better, kind of like Black. You can see it from the pictures. But I was telling Brian yesterday when I got the Renewal Black, when you sit him next to the old one, it makes the old one look really bad. Like, his head doesn't look right at all. I'm like, how did I ever like this? He looks deformed. Looks like he started melting. So, yeah. But there, other than Liangle and then the prototypes, I don't think there was anything else new shown.
There
was something about a D-Arts Lucario I saw.
Yeah, there was that. That makes me excited because Lucario is kind of cool.
That's neat.
And by kind of, I mean very.
I want a D-Arts Mega Blaziken. And then a D-Arts Gooby.
Well, I am Mega, so in my diaper.
There's that stupid rumor about the G-Rangers being in the GoBusters Kyoryuger movie, which is really annoying.
And we do want to stress that it is a rumor.
Yeah. But what was most annoying me is the people that were, like, upset that the GoBusters were in their own Versus movie. Like, why are the GoBusters in it? There should be more time for the G-Rangers. They should put Abba Ranger in it. And it's
many people want the dinosaur teams to team up. And it's like, well, they do the Versus movie every year. Of course the GoBusters are going to get
like
their chance
about
to cross over.
Like, I mean, I understand that. Like, oh, let's have the dinosaur teams together, especially because the Black Kyoryugen comes with that battery, and so they want to see that, like, in action. And, I mean, well, I guess it could be kind of cool.
Is anybody else hearing that serious robotage?
Yeah.
It's, like, out of control.
It sounds like It sounds like Kevin fused with the printer.
Like, is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because I'm it's because I'm back in the bedroom instead of in the kitchen getting a drink.
The kitchen's radioactive.
Are we in ramble time yet?
No, we're in the news. We're just talking about the stupid G-Ranger rumor.
Oh, yeah, it's stupid.
Okay, Brian leaves again.
Like, I understand why they would want that, but it's just not necessary. Like, it could be good, but then it would probably not be, because they'd probably fuck it up somehow.
Like, plus,
the Z-Rangers suck as people.
Like, to be honest, I don't really want the Triple Dino crossover, but if they do it, I'd rather them do it in their own movie, because not only would the G-Rangers being in this movie annoy me because of my hate for G-Ranger, but I'm tired of everybody getting into everybody else's movies. It's so annoying. It's like, God, just stay the fuck out. It's like the next Rider War movie. It's like, oh, Kengo's going to be it, and Ixa. I love Ixa, but what the fuck are you doing here? Get out of everyone else's movie.
Well,
Go, Brian. Go, Brian.
Brian just growled.
I'm just saying, it's okay in the guy movie because they have that whole setup with the little fractions and, like, the secondary characters or the...
Do you mean factions?
Yes.
I was going to not mention anything and it was going to be funny later.
We did this already.
But, like, that doesn't mind me because it's, like, part of the setup of the movie, but, like, this doesn't really have any bearing on anything.
But see, it bothers me that it's been happening because I don't necessarily mind them doing a crossover between the past and current writers like they do with Sentai every year, but every year we keep getting stupid people in it. It's like, can't we... There's plenty to go around with the cast of the two interacting.
Well, yeah. Well, and the thing with all the Sentai one is that, like, we get this every year. It's they always... Like, GoBusters versus Gokaiger. Like, that's what you do. Kyoryuger versus GoBusters. You don't need to have, like, three other Sentai teams come in, like oh, they deserve to be here. They don't fucking deserve to be anywhere except in the graveyard after I bury their dead bodies. Their fucking shows are over. Go away. Like, it's not how it works. Like, you want to do another movie that's like, you know, Kyoryuger versus Upper Ranger versus Z-Ranger, then fucking do it. Go ahead. But make it its own thing. Don't make them take up my GoBuster screen time. Like, I need to see Uchi interact with Jay. It has to be done.
I like how Eagle Ardo was like, leave dead people dead, except for the ones I like.
Exactly. Fuck them dead people.
Something about Trini.
Awesome, put those Jews in the oven for a reason.
I work for Dagley Insurance. Yeah, the Jew Rangers. That's what we're talking about. See? It all ties together. Anyway, that's it for news. There's nothing else this week other than that. Those two small tidbits. Now, in place of superhero time this week, we're going to have like a 5-minute semi-lucid discussion about the Hurricane Returns movie.
Impu Sentai Harigenja Asanjo.
So...
I couldn't Bella bark during this.
Damn it, Brian.
I didn't have to be here.
So, only half of us watched it. But to be fair, only 1/4 of us has seen the show. And I've only seen the show really 1/4 because it was HK subs. So I was only really half understanding it. They called their swords the Hyatt Ball. Because wait,
hold on, I'm trying to follow that fraction.
I meant faction.
No, this time it's fraction. So half of us saw it.
Half of us saw it. 1/4 of us has seen the show, but I only saw 1/4 of the show.
But that fourth only saw 1/4 of the show. We're in some fraction I can't even begin to comprehend.
But yeah, it was a very strange movie. I watched it and I did enjoy it. I definitely plan on rewatching the show itself when they sub it better, so I can understand it and appreciate it more, but it was nice for me to just see the characters again and see what they're up to, even though we just saw them in Gokaiger, but just to see everybody in Issue's Got Two Chins now. But it was a very strange movie. All the characters were in a really weird place. Like, because in the show, Yosuke was kind of that typical, like, fun-loving, annoying sort of red guy, and this one he was, like, really serious. And the Go-Riders were super serious, but in this one they were, like, in a boy band or something?
Well, only one of them was in a boy band.
Well,
the other one was just sitting there, like,
making
macking
fun
on
of
the
them.
Chicks.
But they were so weird. Because, I mean, sure, they softened up later in the series, but they were sort of like the stereotypical badasses in the show. And to see them acting so silly was so odd. And everyone was in a very weird place for the series. Like, I know it's been 10 years, and I guess that's the point, but it just seemed so strange, especially the Go Riders, because they were so serious. And they had, like, this really cool music that came up whenever they were on, and they were sitting there being really weird. And well, then... Kendra was the kid.
Like I didn't see that coming. But I enjoyed the fight scenes were really fun. It's funny. Well, they're doing the whole thing. What?
Weird. The ending fight scene where they all have their own little skit. That was weird.
Like, it was weird, but it starts off and like they're all fighting. They do the helmetless roll call, which I just thought was pretty cool that they had them still do it. After 10 years, I'm like, look, this is how we look now. And you're like, okay, cool.
No, and it's almost kind of needless because their visors open up.
It still look cool. And then they get in and they fight. And then there's like, fucking Japanese Capri and Mara's out there. Like, look, we're gonna do commentary. And I'm like, that's cool. And so they do a little fight thing. Then after that was done, they're like, all of a sudden, just like. Fucking now comes in and she's like, I'm all dressed up all sexily like, and you're like, oh, okay, that's, I'm fine with that. And you're like, she just starts beating the fuck out of people. You're like, why did you de-untransform? Oh, because you just wanted to beat up somebody and actually be you. That's fine.
Everybody had their own sequence, like, unmorphed, and then all of a sudden they're morphed again. I guess they wanted to make the most use out of the actors since they had them back, but it was still very strange. Like
just to show they could still kick ass 10 years later.
Hurricane was a very quirky show, not unlike Ninja Storm, but this was like a whole new level of weird. Like, it was such a weird movie.
Like, Yellow starts shooting things with like a pistol from like the 1800s. I'm like, where'd you get that?
It's like a duel.
Like, Brick had a grenade. Like, what?
And the Go Riders had a dance off with the Kelzaks. I forget their name there. Oh, God, it was so weird.
Like, I don't know what was happening in that part. It was just funny, like, to watch.
And I didn't see
that. And then Red starts singing the theme song.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I was trying to remember what he did.
He's sitting there fighting and singing, and like, they're like, Yosuke is just kind of singing. Just over there, Nimpu Sentai Harikenja. Like, whoa.
And I didn't really see the kid becoming Shirkenja coming until he said, I want to be a... ninja or whatever they call them, like the hidden ninjas or the
the legendary successor.
Yeah, and then as soon as he said that, I'm like, oh fuck no, like this is gonna happen. As soon as he said that, I'm like, somehow he's gonna become Shirkenger. I don't know what's happening, and he did, but at least they didn't randomly bring him back, like the actual guy.
I love how they crucified the little kid, like he was Santa Claus or something.
I found the plot. I liked the idea behind the plot and setup about, like, that guy, the dark spear that appears every 10 years, and then, like, the dark energy went to the kid. But, like, the plot itself about Yosuke stealing from the ninja academies was really stupid because he made a deal with the Jakanja to get them the power discs so that they would hand over the kid. But they only needed the power discs because of the kid. Why would he think they would hand the kid over? It was so stupid.
But have you seen Spaceballs? No. Evil will always win because good is stupid.
It was like really like the underlying idea was kind of neat for a team-up movie, but like the logic behind everything was stupid. It was like they only want the discs so they can make the kid be all evil. So if they hand you the kid, then they're going to need him.
But that's what they always have heroes do, is like they put them in this position, and you, the viewer, are sitting there going, they're not going to do whatever it is they're saying they're going to do. You know it. It's obvious. But the characters pretend like oh, shit, I didn't know that the villain was going to lie to me.
Oh, like, man.
And not do that thing they promised they would do if I betrayed, you know, like, betrayed like, oh, all my friends.
My manager couldn't get the game.
Like, so that was that. But I like how the supporting people are there, and the chick's like, we're getting these bills about these Yosuke blowing up the other place. He's like, oh, fuck this.
He turns into a hamster. Yeah, that was funny.
Leaves. Like, but it's funny because, you know, I guess they do that, like how we always use, like, Asian shit in our stuff. They're like, they always use, they always crucify someone, I guess, because it's a Western image. And, no, like, they're like.
It's part, like, of our pop culture.
Like, no, like, it's just like that Western iconography that's, like, familiar and foreign, so it's to, like, oh, man, that's, like, it's unusual kind of in their culture, so it's, like, oh, like how we always put this, like, fucking Asian shit everywhere, like, look, we love anime, or whatever, and then they said put on a thing, and they get all the little shinobi medals. They didn't have the Shukwen Shinobi medal. I don't know what's going on there.
That's a shame right there.
I know. And they put him in a thing, and it reminded me of when in Ninja Storm when Cam had to get all the little medals to unlock the fucking giant mammoth. Except this time they're trying to unlock this kid's evil dark side. Kind of the same thing.
Giant mammoth, demonic kid, same diff.
Like, and he's like, fuck your demon. I'm going to be sure, Kendra, and be a badass. I'm like, alright, dude, whatever you want to do. Do you insist?
That's what happened. It would have been funnier if the kid would have revealed that he was the real Shurikenger and he was just a disguise. He just rips off a little kid disguise. Ha, I fooled you.
Fool you.
The show.
But, I did enjoy watching it. It was fun. I still want to see Shurikenger.
It was very strange. But they need to get on. How in the world? This has been subbed. The 10-year reunion show was subbed before the show. Get your life together, people.
But I do want to see the show now, and I do, and I said this on Twitter, I do have the urge now to have these, like, just every year, like Abba Ranger 10 years later, and let's do Deku Ranger 10 years later.
To be honest, I wouldn't mind that, just because it's not a team-up, and I always kind of like those reunion shows.
Like, just to see, like, they still go around kicking ass. Well, you saw they're trying to do a sequel to Full House now.
Oh, yeah, that should be a thing. I don't think they'll be able to get away with quite the level of cheese that they had back then. Have you ever watched that show, like,
recently? Yes. It's awful. Bob Saget is fantastic. How do you get the filthiest man alive to be that clean? They were magical. Those writers were magic, okay?
Good old Ted Mosby.
Kids, this is the story of how I met your father. That's a different version of the show.
That's going to be the real spinoff.
Even older Ted Mosby's now gay with a man lover. This is how I met your other father. Whoa.
Yeah, that was a thing.
It was definitely something fun to watch him play the superhero time until I can get my Kyuriyugers and my Gaim back.
Back in Gaim. Damn.
I still miss them. Like, it wasn't like when we'd have those Forza breaks where I'm like, oh, thank God, Forza's off this week. We get to celebrate and have a party.
Those were the days. And then it was always sad when they came back. Like, oh, I was hoping you'd stay gone.
Meanwhile, Dawson still opens the knock every week, weekly Forza summary.
No, I changed it early this year, actually.
Oh, man.
It's progress. Like Obama said, forward.
It's progress. I was like, you know what? Time. Right there. Even though the rest of Colorado is still a fucking psycho ghetto killing people, Dawson has progressed forward. Well, those crazy Coloradoans.
Coloradans. On that note, now it's time for...
Suckin' big fat dick.
Make a fourth summary for Shuki.
Shit, that was close.
Sorry, I like how we just calmly wait for it to be over. It's like the most calm we all have been the whole show. I like,
you know, every week I experience the same phenomenon, right?
Phenomenon.
Usually on Sundays, it's just me and Kaylee. We're watching all my programs. I go, come on, Kayla, we're going to watch Power Rangers. Oh, yeah, Power Rangers. So she goes to the deep where the DVDs are to try and grab the big set of MMPR. I don't know why she goes for MMPR. Because what I've put it on for, she watches 5 minutes and gets bored and walks away.
All right.
But then I go, no, Kayla, we're going to watch this one. I put on Mega for it. It goes, oh, yeah, that one. We're going to watch that one. And sits down and watches the whole show. It intrigued a two-year-old. She loves it. I'm not sure why.
Well, she's two.
That's true. I mean, maybe it's Sierra Hanna, because I love watching Sierra Hanna.
It makes it sound like she's a lesbian already. I like
Sierra Hanna's just awesome. Fuck you, too.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. What I meant to say when I first started, I pressed the button after Kevin said suckin' it, hoping the theme would play right after that. And then Brian got to say the Megaforce thing, and that was perfect timing for this theme song. So every week now we have to have that buffer. Anyway, summarize it.
Yeah, okay. Suck it, motherfucker.
So this episode was Rico the Retarded Robot. If everyone remembers who Melkor is, he has vanished from the show for several episodes. Is pissed that Creepox, Biggs, and Bluefur are all dead and were awful. He's like, we don't have much time before the others arrive. Oh,
the others from the island?
Oh, yeah. And so Melkor said he's going to go live in a cocoon, which is just the wall, apparently.
He live in a cocoon, crashes into a wall. Sir, oh, hell with it.
So he can beat up the Rangers himself. So Rock's like, I'm just going to overthrow you while you sleep because you're a little bitch. And so he returns to his underwater base. And
underwater base!
Metal Alice, go do stuff. And so she attacks and shields herself with a robot. But it's like, oh, this robot's shit. And knocks the robot over and runs away. And
I do that a lot.
So the robot gets up, he's all confused, and they're like, oh, we need to destroy him again. And Emma's like, no, wait, he's mentally challenged. We can't kill him. So.
And Dawson's like, all the more reason to kill him. I'll do it.
Throw trash cans at you.
After much debate, they decide to just keep an eye on him. And Gosia's like, well, we could get information. It is okay. And.
Took him to the base. What a bunch of fucking idiots.
So, Emma wants to shower him with love and affection and names him Rico because his robot name was R1C0, I think. Which is conveniently Rico.
I get it.
So, they hang out with Rico, the retarded robot. Hilarity ensues. If you're retarded, too.
I'm not retarded, Brian. My mommy said that.
They take them to the base, which is a completely moronic idea. And so they found out there is a remote inside of him that Metal Alice could control at any time. So they're like, oh, no, it's a trap. And they get really pissed. And so Rico runs away. Emma finds him and gives him a hug or something, which would be kind of awkward because he's a robot, and they're like, friendship! Yay, Forze!
Don't say that word, Brian.
They do some, convoluted method of trying to remove this sensor. Like, we need to put up barriers in case he explodes, and Noah's like, I'll do this water card with Troy's wind card, and we'll make a vortex that will absorb the explosion, should there be one. Okay, so
that would happen. I fell asleep.
Safety precautions set up. Emma, you have to lightning strike him, in this tiny little dot in his chest. Otherwise, he's going to explode. But don't worry, we have faith in you. That's why we set up all these barriers.
And then she was like, good thing Aerie did it on the first try.
And so she's like, no, I'm a little pansy. I don't want to kill the robot. And so Metal Alice pops up, and she's like, yeah, well, this was just a test to learn about your friendship and how useless it is. And I think you're all stupid, and turns Rico into this attack robot. And he starts beating the shit out of everyone. Emma continues to be a little pansy that she can't hurt Rico because Rico is her friend. At this point, I am really pissed. They decide to do the
you
same
want Rico
thing
dead?
Again. Yes, I want Rico dead. They decide to do the same thing again, except they're like, oh, Troy will do it this time. But Emma's like, no, I can do it. And so she hits the target, and Rico's like, oh, I'm back to normal, but Metal Alice uses the Zom somethings. They were bats, now they're bots or bolts or something. He says bots, but they're supposed to be bolts. I don't know, something, whatever.
Something shit, about really. DOS.
And so they form Ghost Say Great, but Rico resists Metal Alice's orders, and so he's just standing there. And so Emma summons Ghost Say Ultimate, and she like just scoops up Rico and takes him really high into the sky. They're like, oh, the signal can't reach you anymore, so you're safe. So apparently Rico just has to perpetually hover in midair in the stratosphere for the rest of his life.
I like to believe that he went into space and then he froze and then crashed down to Earth and died. That's what like would warm my heart the most.
You have a heart?
No. So Rex pissed at Metal Alice because she accomplished absolutely nothing. And so the others are talking, they're like, oh, Rico's so amazing. Yeah, he was better than us at everything. And then they had a montage for a stupid fucking robot we've known about for 15 goddamn minutes.
There's always time for a montage. Montage.
And then it ended, and I was happy because it ended. I hate these episodes as it is. And then it was about a stupid robot. And
Brian's such a bigot against these robots. Fuck robots, they don't have rights or feelings. Robots can't marry. Brian's like going on all these protests.
You robosexual.
Like, for real though, this was awful.
Well, I really fell asleep halfway through.
I legitimately seen people on Twitter go, oh, this was a good episode. No, it wasn't. It was awful. Stop.
I did not like this episode at all. I already thought they did not need to be wasting time with three episodes left on this crap, but we did the same thing with Ghost Ager, but it just comes off just as stupid here, and God, it was so stupid. Like, taking him back to the base, and but it also made me realize that Sentai has just as cheesy a plot as PR, but you don't notice it as much because they're speaking a different language.
It helps that I probably skipped this episode in my Ghost Ager watch.
I remembered it, but it was just so stupid. Like I said, we shouldn't be wasting time on this. The only plot we got was Malcor walking into his wall, and it just seems ridiculous with the little amount of episodes left. Even if we were in a 40-episode or 32-episode season, this close to the finale, you normally don't see an episode like this. So, yeah, I really didn't like it at all. Put it up there with my least favorites amongst that joke one. I don't know what it's called. The episode, the joke one.
That one was just, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just know that I really did get really bored enough that I fell asleep like halfway through. So I don't.
That's too unbelievable, Kevin. Don't make bold claims like that. No one could buy that.
That I fell asleep halfway through something? That doesn't happen anytime.
Yeah,
I'm like always awake. I never fall asleep.
Never.
Never ever. Except when I'm on top of Brian.
Oh, God.
It's okay, I read the episode description for the next episode, and it sounds just as awful as this one.
What? Yes!
There's even less episodes now. What's it? Did they befriend a plant?
It's something about Robo Knight and a kid.
Oh, God, they're doing that one from Ghost Ager? That was when Ghost Knight finally turned around, or started to turn around more. Robo Knight's turned around enough.
He's going in circles now.
Because I remember that one. That was like, whoa, Brian. What are you doing to the dog?
That wasn't me. That was their dog.
That was my dog. Oh. One of my dogs.
Whoa, Kevin. What are you doing to the dog? Now it's more believable.
Aw.
No, but, yeah, because I remember that was when Ghost Knight finally started to warm up to humans a little bit. Like, he had a lot. So I think I mentioned before, Ghost Knight seemed to take longer to warm up. I know it's a different episode situation, but still, they kind of... I had Ghost Knight's story, or Robo Knight's story, go a little bit differently than Ghost Knight's. Now it's time for.
Ramble time.
Yeah, there it is. I was waiting for it for a minute. I was wondering if it was ever going to show up.
No, I just forgot what we were doing.
What are we doing?
Getting
what
naked.
Day is it?
Having an orgy.
So first order of business, our favorite show we always discuss every Pokemon. There was a Noivern, and that's all I remember. Oh no, it was about that hero and the ghosts.
So I've missed some weeks. Pokemon's been sucking. There we go, that's my catch up. This week Pokemon was a little bit better because they had Noivern.
That's because like this entire season is just a filler season. We're literally have a season that's about Ash's ride home. That's what happens when they sped up the process and didn't think about it later.
Like, Noivern was pretty cool. I did like seeing him. I liked seeing all those ghosts just because it was ghost Pokemon are always fun.
That's the spirit.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like the ghost Pokemon for some reason.
Spirit.
So I enjoyed this one a little bit more than normal, but it still wasn't that great.
In other news, Vivillon defeated Ash and X and Y over in Japan, so Brian should be pretty happy. Although Surskit beat Pikachu. Isn't Surskit water bug?
Yes. Yes.
How
he
does
is.
That happen? How? And it's unevolved? What, did it trip him really hard? What the hell? Like, at least it's a gym leader and not some trainer, but still, there's some pretty, pretty heavy type.
It's gotta be a pretty badass Surskit.
Yeah, because I think it was Surskit beats Pikachu, Fletchling beats Surskit, and then Vivillon beats Fletchling, and then Ash, like, mopes. And then he's gonna be doing Jesus training with balloons or something. I don't know. That's all I got from the pictures.
He's probably just getting naked or something. I don't know. What was Froakie doing? Froakie's over there just...
I don't think he was in the episode. And I think they finally meet up with Serena in this episode. And she's like, I challenge you. Damn it, you and your stupid Meow Stick are never going to make it. But yeah, that's... shit, Pokemon. Oh yeah, I forgot about Ben 10. Was that on?
Ben 10, he's a kid and he wants to have fun. But when you're a superhero, he gets the job done.
It was about stuff.
I should ask Kaylee. I got her hooked on Ben 10 now too.
Who was the mole?
The fuck was it? Oh yeah,
the mud.
The mud lion puppy.
Was she an established character? Because I don't remember.
I think she might be.
I don't remember either.
Yeah, because they were in that wedding episode in the original series when like one of their relatives married a Limax. So I don't know if she's the daughter of. I guess she's the daughter of somebody on that side of the family. Because she can't be the daughter of the people that got married because she'd be five. Or like six. So, but I thought that was kind of nice that they brought them back.
Yeah, I kept thinking that was a really old throwback.
Yeah, and they mentioned there was a couple references in like the future episodes to like a great Limax war. So I was kind of curious why they never brought that race back. I don't know if they'll ever bring it back totally, but I thought it was nice that they had that callback to that race and that storyline in general.
It was a real fun episode. I loved every time Ben had to try and say the Annihilarg.
Oh, yeah.
Just couldn't do it.
That was funny. Wasn't that the thing that broke the universe when Ben rebuilt it?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I thought it didn't work. And Ben's like, well, I sort of used it. It was a stupid flu catching Dreva. But yeah, it's a really fun episode. The Annihilarg pronunciation, the mole, like the alien that actually looks like a mole. He's like, are you sure it's not Jerry or whatever? He's like, he runs by, hey, Jerry.
Jerry and Human Resources?
Yeah.
I love that bitch.
That was great. And he can transform into that. It's called Molestache.
I know.
It's funny. Sure, it's not Jerry and Human Resources.
I actually was waiting for him to turn into Molestache just for like, any random reason in this episode.
Classic Larry. But yeah, this was a really fun episode.
I love how he kept getting on the phone with Rook, who was off with Kevin just doing nonsense.
I love that Rook and Kevin were just off at like an auto show. Like, they're just like buddies now. And... like, for some reason, Auto Show got progressively more and more crazy.
Yeah.
We don't get to see that plot.
Like, at the end, he's just like, oh, yeah, Gwen, I gotta go. Nothing bad is happening at all. I'm leaving.
I kind of wish that they would bring back Gwen and Kevin more often and just mix them up with the team, because there could be some... like, we could see some Rook and Kevin adventures and... some classic Ben and Gwen ones, just because I really like Rook, but it gets kind of old just having the two of them find a random thing every week. And I know that they took Gwen and Kevin out as reoccurring because I guess like the people at Cartoon Network thought that Gwen and Kevin took too much of the spotlight in the last series. But it'd be nice to see them back a little bit more often.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun watching Gwen go all purple.
Yeah, I kind of like that she has this sort of hero form now, but I remember in the original series they kept, not the original series, the last series they kept saying how that if she ever went like that, she would lose herself. But I guess that's like a hybrid.
Not maybe a hybrid. She found herself. I don't know.
She found. She'll turn up. I also enjoyed the little brief flashback scenes to when they were kids with their cousin, just because it kind of reminded me of like some of the original series episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the original.
Well, yeah, we all know that to be true. I really enjoyed Ben 10. I love it. It's a lot. It's really fun.
Yeah, this was a really fun episode after the last couple weeks of weird ones. It's been really strange this season. Yeah, I don't see anything else to say. I still can't find the goddamn toys. What the hell, man? Alright, what's
so next?
Next
would be TMNT.
Oh, yeah. The Monocle. The Monocle. Wait, damn it, I can't even say it wrong. Monocle. Whoa, you in the background. We're talking about serious stuff. Uh-oh.
So about them turtles.
Hawkeye's gonna get you! Sorry, I couldn't resist.
I forgot what happened.
This was the Cooper
came
Eye,
back.
And they got the robo foots.
And this was kind of Leo trying to essentially control them as a team. Or not control, but you know what I mean. Be a good leader.
I kind of saw the writing on the wall very early about how, you know, those robots learn their patterns about how they would have to use their crazy styles.
Yeah.
But I did like that near the end, the robots even learned their random attacks, which is kind of nice, because usually in those type of episodes, they just do crazy shit, and then they win, and then nothing after that.
I like how after the big, like, dramatic scene at the end with Karai and Leo, Mikey just kind of pops up. They've learned our crazy moves. We are no longer effective.
Like, I like how they found a way to like just incorporate robotic foot soldiers in, since that's what they originally were in the cartoons, is robots. And I just thought it was kind of neat because it was different than doing it before, where these are actually threatening. And also,
if you don't quit leaving your clown shoes in my way, I'm gonna hurt you.
You'll be all right.
No, I just fucking in my toe.
It's like when I trip over cat shoes. Just
we just revealed that Kevin's a clown on the weekends. Kevin is Ronald McDonald. Well, God, I can't make a joke, you people. Damn, make a joke and I get threatened, shaking candy in my face.
At the end, like, Spinner just flat out tells him, like, Cry is my daughter. And you're all shit. I don't know. I think that's kind of coming all to a head, obviously, soon with Karai and, like, I need to kill Splinter because he killed my mommy. And it's like, no, I'm sorry. You're wrong, young lady. She should have lied to you. Why would the bad guy lie to me? Okay.
He looks so trustworthy. To be fair, it is her dad, though. Well, to her, it's her dad. It her dad. Me so intelligent.
I like...
But, I'm loving TMNT. Like,
it's... I like them showing off just a little bit more of their individual styles when they fight.
Uh-huh.
Like when they're playing King of the Hill with Leo.
Oh, yeah. That was fantastic. He's like, he's thinking nobody's gonna beat him. They all beat him.
I like in general, they've done it a couple times this year, just having to deal with everybody's place in the group. They've had to deal a couple times with Leo's leadership role. If I remember, there was an episode last season where, like, Raph temporarily took over and everyone got separated and it was just a mess. And I just like that they've been, for several episodes, they just sort of deal with everyone's role and responsibility and whatnot. And it makes it kind of interesting. And for fun antics as well.
It also makes it show, like, it's almost like they actually, like, you can tell they actually are teenagers because they're just trying to find their place and how they fit in. And Leo's the leader, but they like Raph doesn't always like it. And then when Leo's not there, they're like, "What do we do? we're used to following what he tells us to do." I don't know. And then Raph starts telling him, "Like, you're not leader." He's like, "Leo's not here. We can't sit around like fucktards just going around in circles."
Remember when they switched weapons and Mikey got the sword? It's like, "I'm the leader."
Swords make you a leader.
Oh, Mikey's just the best.
I'm really season two of the show. It's amazing.
I enjoy how well the show's kept up in season two. Like, it hasn't particularly strayed too far from the enjoyment of the first season.
Yeah.
I really like that it's the show that, kind of like in the first season, that I can continuously count on to be an enjoyable watch. Even when the episode's not that great, it's still one of the most enjoyable things I watch every week.
What I like is, at least so far, season two hasn't like immediately brought the Krang back in their role that they had in the first season and just sort of continued the same storylines. I like that we're getting a little more focused on Shredder now, and we're, you know, dealing with the random mutations. I just like that it's sort of separating itself into its own plot rather than bringing back Krang episode one and then just continuing like with the same general storyline as last. Yeah.
Like, they're more background characters now that have like caused all the problems in season two, as opposed to just being like the main villain that they keep having to stop every week. So it's pretty interesting. I'm just, yeah, the show is so good. I love it so much.
Something that I've been enjoying them doing so far, with season two, I thought they'd fall into the trap of, once they set up the whole like collecting season thing where they're collecting all of the
ooze things?
Ooze canisters?
Yeah. Because, like, we've seen other shows that have fallen into that trap where, you gotta collect all of this or that.
Transformers.
And it starts to get repetitive. But what's really nice is that, so far, it hasn't felt repetitive at all. Because there's still other stuff going on.
Yeah.
And the canisters are, like, they're more in the background right now, and we're kind of dealing with other stuff while we're dealing with that. So it's nice that they're keeping it up without letting it get repetitive so far.
Yeah, and they kind of have a nice different setup with that whole hunt thing. Instead of like Transformers, like, oh no, Starstream's gonna get it. No, we're gonna get it first, and they just keep like hunting after shit. But when they find a canister, they might find it open, which could lead to a new storyline for a new mutant. Instead of just collecting something, it can actually lead to a storyline for a character, whether it's a one-off or a new character to be reoccurring. It's just, they have a pretty solid setup there. So, Korra?
I love this show also.
This was a pretty good episode. Obviously, it wasn't as strong as last week's, but this one, it felt very much more like a setup episode. But there were some really nice moments in it, I thought. I liked the moment between Korra and Tenzin when she kind of apologized for being a bitch to him. And
I liked the beginning where they're like, how'd you find us? He's like, well, I have Tenzin's schedule, so I kind of knew where to find y'all. And then she had to like catch them up in like 5 minutes. Like wait, what the hell's going like, on?
I knew it.
I like what would normally be like a cutaway, and then we kind of fade back in after she's explained everything. She just like really hurries up and just speeds through it all.
Kind of like Dawson.
Yeah. And I really liked the fact that, well, his daughter was the one that was going to be able to lead Korra to the spirit world instead of him. And I like the way that sort of tied into what his storyline has been with his siblings and his dad, because he was sort of like the special one amongst the family that his dad had to spend such special attention to. So he felt like such a responsibility that this was his destiny and it was his daughter's. And I like that he was a little bit jealous about it, but then I like that ultimately he said he was proud of her, and in a way he sort of is a better dad than Aang. And I just kind of like the way that sort of tied to what we've been learning about them and sort of learning from his dad's mistakes. So I thought that was kind of a nice little storyline.
You actually ended up feeling a little bit bad for Tenzin. I know I did, at least.
Yeah, because
it's like you said, it's something that his dad put so much stock into.
And he's been training all his life.
He's been prepping
all this stuff, and then it turns out that Tenzin, after decades of going through all this training, actually can't do it.
Milo, your bell ringing is all wrong. I thought your bell ringing was just fine.
Milo is awesome. I love Milo. I want to see more fart bending out of that kid.
But yeah, I do like that they're slowly putting a little more importance on the kids.
And then at the same time, they got all that shit going on in Public City. Bolin's a fucking crazy person, actor, and
Mako's over there. Got arrested, and apparently him and Asami are already back together. I didn't know that it was going to be that fast, but he got arrested by, what's his name? Tarlok. No, wait, that's not right.
whatever the guy's name is.
Varric.
There we go. And then Mako gets around, man.
We'll have to see, because we'll have to see next time, because it was a very brief scene, but it seems so out of character for Beifong to go along with it, which I thought earlier the same thing, when she wouldn't listen to Mako, because I get that he's a beat cop or whatever, but she still fought side by side with him with this whole, Amon thing, and so she knows him. So it just, I hope to see something next time that doesn't make her seem so stupid, but she keeps going along with all this stuff, not listening to Mako's theories, and now going along with the arrest, because she's a much smarter character than that, and I'm actually kind of sad we haven't gotten to see her more, because she's one of my favorites. Sorry.
Yeah, they arrest him, and they're once or whatever the fuck it was, right, what it was, always one of those guys, that was y'all were just, pals with him, a while back. He was helping save y'all from the fucking Amon and all those, the people doing all the paralyzing shit and taking away your bending, and then now you're oh fuck you Mako, you douchebag, whoa, it just seems a really quick turnaround. It's kind of out of place. I know it's been a few months, but still.
I am looking forward to seeing where Mako's little storyline goes, because he's a character that I want to like, but there's still not a lot to him yet.
Yeah.
But I want to see how it resolves, because he seems the only character on that kind of side of the plot that has any amount of sense right now.
Yeah.
Because, Bolin's Bolin.
He never had sense.
Asami's so wrapped up in the fact that Varric helped her that she kind of doesn't want to believe him. And then the cops have been
idiots.
Annoyingly stupid, as you guys
their
have pointed
so far
out.
Up their asses. They can't see straight. But I can't wait to see Bolin just quit being an actor or whatever happens with him and that movie star chick he's trying to bang in real life. And his co-star,
The thing about Mako is apparently a lot of people don't like him, and I never really hated him. Last season and to some extent this season, you just said, doesn't have a whole lot to him, but I've enjoyed him a lot more this season because he's kind of been the most level-headed and he took a lot of initiative and was pretty smart with most of his plans and figuring things out.
Yeah, a lot of people, I've noticed a lot of people really dislike Mako. Most of the time it's just because they keep comparing him to now I'm blanking.
Zuko,
yeah.
Just because they're both firebenders.
Pretty much.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it is. Because they really aren't the same when you get down to it.
It's stupid to do it based on powers. Because if I had to sort of come up with similar characters from both series, I would say Bolin is sort of like Sokka, but Sokka didn't have any powers and Bolin's an earthbender. So according to their logic, I can't compare them. Korra. Korra's primarily started as a waterbender, and Aang was started as an airbender. Can't compare them. They're no insane. Stupid people.
Yeah, people are simple.
those fucking twins are still creepy as fuck.
Well, yeah, April had to take her brother to the hospital. And then they're going to get there and get treated. Died in a ditch, and they're just going to run out.
We did see that.
He talks to. What's his face?
Yeah, he does. He does actually know of
Vatu.
The dark spirit being there.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, how exactly he was involved, whether he knew of him or he talked to him, or but yeah, he's clearly working for him. It's kind of interesting, because I wasn't sure what's his name, Zatu? Pokemon. What his situation was. When he was trapped, was he permanently in some sort of stasis, or could he, obviously we can see now, he can see out. Which is interesting because he clearly at least knows of current events. So that's just kind of interesting to know that he at least knows of how everything transpired with the Avatar and whatnot, which makes for an interesting villain possibility, considering, you know, stuff we brought up last week about how a lot of the stuff we found out last episode is not as commonly known because it's kind of gotten distorted through time and legend.
Yeah.
And he's seen, like, the way the world used to be and, like, the way it's evolved over 10,000 years. You know, all that was a busy day back then. Rita, the demons.
This dude is fucking shit up. But, yeah, I want to see the... I can't wait to see, like, this, how this resolves and then how it's going to lead into the next storyline. Also,
I'm looking forward to seeing them in the spirit world and see where that takes them.
Yeah. Especially since they can't defend themselves.
Yeah.
It should be interesting.
Maybe they'll meet, I was like, I'll call you. They'll be there and they can be pals and. Like, I recognize you. You're stinky. And I can giggle like a child.
Kevin's like, he said stinky.
Is that all for our shows?
Yeah.
It always feels like we should have more.
I know, doesn't it? That's what happened when everything got killed off.
It's so gone forever.
Yeah. I like
it's funny because we just got the cable installed, so I was going through. Ow.
Careful, Brian.
Going through touching yourself while watching TV. I do that
setting
too.
Setting up all the recordings. And I typed in Batman, and it wouldn't find it because it's not on the schedule for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, they completely pulled it. It's not like a hiatus, they just pulled it. For now, they're not sure. I'm sure they'll, hopefully, I guess, sort of like, you know, Young Justice and Green Lantern, they'll burn off episodes later. But for right now, it's not like it's a hiatus. Like, oh, it'll be back in a couple weeks. They just straight up pulled it. So that doesn't bode very well. But yeah, okay. We used to have, like, a year ago, there would be a shit ton of stuff to discuss. Like, Ramble Time used to be full.
Yeah, well, you know, they canceled Green Lantern and Young Justice because they were cocksuckers. We stopped talking about Zex, so that show still sucks.
Kevin, have you been keeping up with Arrow?
I don't want to get into the fact that I'm not keeping up with Arrow.
It's so good.
I know. Well, I'm behind. I've been keeping up with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I think I have one episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. left to watch. Like, that's been a fun show.
That's like, been aggressively mediocre.
Your mom's me aggressively mediocre in bed.
You say Miles is aggressively mediocre in bed? Who's Miles?
No, your mother.
Oh, okay. But I would watch Arrow instead. It's way better. Like, and I would rather talk about that than... Oh, Coulson said he was with the Avengers again. Yeah, we get it. You got stabbed. Just calm down.
That's like his claim to fame. He likes talking about his pals, the Avengers.
He won't shut up about it. He's like, I saw plenty of action with the Avengers. And he didn't do anything. He wasn't like he was a badass or anything.
So what you're saying is that he's the, like, one of those name dropper guys?
Pretty much. He thinks he's
I know Thor.
Yeah. That's pretty much what
it's
like.
So I was in the coffee shop with Captain America the other day. Oh, yeah. He and I go way back.
Yeah. Me and Iron Man had some shawarma last night. It's pretty sweet. yeah. You should try to catch up on that in the next Ramble Time or two because it's gotten really good. Like, I've always really enjoyed it, but it's gotten, like, really good the last few.
Barry Allen should be coming in soon.
Black Canary, well, she's been there, but find out who she is. I don't know if you read it.
Barry Allen.
No, Black Canary.
I'm talking about Barry Allen.
I know, but Flash. I care more about Black Canary. She's way prettier.
I know, but I like The Flash. You can make sex jokes about The Flash. How he's, you know, he finishes quickly.
Okay.
Well, you can.
You can make jokes about how Black Canary's a screamer.
Oh, she is. Oh, I imagine she is.
But yeah, it's been, like, really good. Just find out who she is and all this cool stuff. Next week's a Deadshot episode.
Oh, a Deadshot, that douchebag.
Okay. That's about
it. Who likes the cock? I've been watching Digimon, that's fun.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Brian and I talked about last night how we kept forgetting about it.
Like, it's so much fun because every time they digifuse, Kidditch is there and he's like, wow. He gets all, like, excited. That's a fun thing.
What?
Are you moving on now, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Because now, right. What?
I was going to say, you're just here to do the jingles this week.
Yeah. Because now it's time for the Facebook question of the bi-weekly news.
Yeah. I'm going to
very low points. Tempo one.
It was a slow jam.
RRR slow jams.
So we should do an entire show where we just slow jam. Fantastic. Anyway,
so wait,
this is about
what segment?
The question. Facebook.
What segment? Facebook.
Wait, oh yeah, the question.
I need to open it. Hold on.
It's okay.
Hold on, you fucking cocksucker,
well,
motherfucker.
I still have to read the question, and then there's two people before you.
You
must
can't
mess up
read.
The order again, and then everything goes out the window.
You don't know how to read, you son of a bitch.
So, with all the crazy Green Ranger movie shenanigans, which non-MMPR character would you like to see get a spin-off movie?
My cock.
All right, that's it. Now it's time for final.
Jerry Greg.
That was terrible.
I'm sorry. If it has to be a Power Ranger, RJ, because RJ. If you're talking about non-Power Rangers, Grandpa Max, because it would be fun.
I like how the first question just automatically discounts PR, or the first answer, I mean. Gary Baker leaves a very long comment, and I think he says bridge and then RJ versus Katie dance battles. I'm not reading all that. I'm not even as tired as Brian, but like that just wiped me out just looking at that paragraph.
Ass Will Hunting? What? Oh, fuck. Anyway, I was looking at it. That's so weird. And moving along from that nonsense, Derek Zartan?
It sounds like a villain name.
Zartan says, I would want to see a prequel to SPD with Dougie or a Turbo movie about Justin after everyone left him to go into space.
Yeah, he went to school, did homework. You know, that's pretty much what the movie would be. He led a normal life after that.
Yeah, but he's got a
learned about puberty. He learned about puberty. That was fun.
PD formed the Blue Crew.
Chris Hutchinson says, RJ's Adventures with Maurice the Rat.
Sounds like a blast.
Kevin Phantom Thong says, I'll go with BJ Stag, because hashtag BeerJ Stag and Stag on Stag J plus Kagami action. I don't even know what that was.
Me either.
That part was filmed and directed by Zero Zephyr. Also, okay, that was... Oh, that's an R of the Movie reference. Shit, man.
Ah.
Also featuring Date's abs, or Aerosol and Friends, where this alpaca-loving loser stops playing with his toys and actually makes real friends. Hashtag furfro for life, because fuck you, Aerosol. Aw.
Well.
That was just sad.
That was rude. I hate you.
That sounded so sincere, right? I hate you. You sound like a doll that you press.
I lack emotion today.
Mark Cruz says, Furbus and Larigo buddy cop romantic comedy set in 1990s Boston.
That's really specific.
Yeah, I was going to say that's oddly specific.
It took me a minute not to say Larigot. Like, that's another thing. Why? Why did we make that rule? Why wouldn't it just be go? Why the T? It's like the Home Depot. Why is there a T at the end? Why? Come on, that was a stupid rule we made up. Makes no sense.
So Stephen Ketchum says, I would have to say romantic comedy about Jen and Wes from Time Force and how they try to maintain a relationship in different time periods. Aerosol, just stop being a poodle, please, period.
Corey Gong says,
Do you want your period, please? I don't understand. Like, what?
The Adventures of Samurai Blue, because he is my hero! I decided to go with falling off the cliff instead of singing it.
Poor Corey Gong. He fell. Ryan?
Oh, sorry. Edgar Dweeb?
I think you could say Dweeb.
Wow.
Edward Dweeb.
DM Quack. says Torin, a comedy about Torin throughout the ages, and there are cameos of all the series that took place before Kyoryuger. Even though I don't like crossovers, I would like to see Torin freak out that there are more groups of people with robot dinosaurs.
Kevin Phantom Funk says Corey Gong is my hero. That's completely unrelated to the answer, I just realized that. It's because he fell off the cliff heroically.
Let's see. Colony Watkins says the magical epic adventures of Solaris Knight. See translation. Translation of what? Why does it say translation? It's in English.
The dog wants to go outside, so I'll be right back.
Okay.
Fuck you too, Brian. Fuck your dog.
Hold on. I just noticed that Kiefer's comment was longer than it actually.
You could just use my version. There's a picture.
Yeah. Kiefer Martin says picture of Piggy. No. he says Quantum Piggy. Is that his actual name?
No, like they title it Quantum Piggy.
Oh. I thought that was like his actual name. I'm like, his I first didn't name. I do not remember that from SPD.
Interesting fact.
That is crazy. A film about SPD's favorite sleazeball and his long life from when he first came to Earth. All the while, he'd get into numerous hijinks and inexplicably run into the side characters of every PR season from 2006 to 2024. Without being noticed by the actual main characters or even mentioned again. Or ever being mentioned again. It'd end on a cliffhanger with him being confused over 2025's eventual PR season not having anything to do with SPD.
I never even thought about that if we ever get to that. One thing would do. Should I do a Brian impression and read his answer? Do I read two? What do we do? What do you do when there's inclement weather? What do you do? What do you wear?
That's an old joke.
Yeah, I know. I always like using it, though, like whenever I'm confused. Alright, I'll be Brian. Jared Castile. I want to see a spinoff of Jen and Wes from Time Force, like they got it together or something like. Okay, now I'll do mine. Chenix Stewart says, the Phantom Ranger. Love that design. Always wanted to know more about him. Plus, his homeworld is supposedly purple, and I bet it's not a filter either.
Your mother's a filter. Chris Nichols says,
I don't even know what that means.
The SPD Alpha Squad Red Ranger. I want to see a strong, independent, badass, evil woman Red Ranger who don't need no man to get the job. Hashtag yay women's rights to be evil Red Rangers. I guess also to be black. I don't know. You know it, girl. I'm going to kick his ass.
Jeff Moses says, Antonio, love to see his fishing adventures and what he and his buddies do when not battling evil Nylocks. They weren't.
Would that be like a really lame version of Deadliest Catch? That's what I want to know.
It's just him sitting there fishing for 3 hours.
While the little Zords just dance around behind him on the cooler. I guess I'll do Brian again. Danger, danger. Joe Bailey says, Eric Myers leg humping adventures. Always the best answer. And Charles Chong says, Shugun Shinobi.
Yes. And Andrew Booth says, Black Dino Thunder Ranger. Wait, that's the same character. I'm just messing around. In all seriousness, I like to see spinoff of Dino Thunder with at least the main three, if not everyone. And just in case you think I'm cheating, but even more than my character, my answer is RJ. Well, why the fuck didn't you say that sooner? Because I couldn't think of anyone better other than Ziggy or Lauren. I guess because she has boobies, if you can call them that. Also, if we were allowed to choose Sentai characters, I'd go with BJ Stag. Well, that said any... And fuck you. This number of answers most definitely is going to make Dawson's sex explode. It's going to piss us all off. Or is it Shuki that has that problem? All of us, you dumb bastard. If it's Shuki, I'm so sorry. If it's Dawson, I don't fucking care a bit. I added the curse word in there because it was funnier. I was trying to get the longest post, but it didn't work. Cause you... Who's Carrie Baker? Is that like Gary Baker's brother?
Classic Larry. I got a question. How am I hearing a sleeping noise, but Kevin's still speaking?
Because that's not my sleeping noise. That's the person next to me sleeping.
That is creepy.
What do What do you mean?
Well, I mean, just because usually it sounds like when you fall asleep, but you're still talking, so it, like, weirded me out for a second. And then I thought maybe Brian came back just to go to sleep for a second. So, anyway, that was my thought process for the last 2 minutes.
Are you drunk?
No.
I thought so.
Okay. You'd be way more crazy if you were drunk.
Where is Sarah Walker? Has anyone seen Sarah Walker?
Allegedly.
Peter Lee says, seriously, no Kamen Rider love in here? Also, this is a hard question because it has so many possibilities. But well, I would obviously have to say either an Alternative Zero or an Ankh movie. Ankh was a badass, and sorry, I want to see him in his complete form fighting villains in the future. Alternate Zeroes would be an AU Ryuki story where he's super badass and ripping into bad guys. Shinji and Ren were too scared to kill.
Okay. Oh, he's back. I heard grunting.
Well, there's no Kamen Rider love in here because it was a PR-related question.
Yeah, that's probably why. Brian, I did your answers for you, and you got to missed out on reading Danger, Danger, Joe Bailey. But I tried to get your boredness down. But I think
whatever
Brian,
joy
his
was
answer
left,
involved in a comping
has now left.
God damn it! I get one thing exciting to do in this podcast, and I miss it because Bella needs to take a piss.
Brian, it involved Quantum Ranger humping.
Dog bladders!
You know how much I love that shit.
I know, because it actually happened to me in real life, and then you humped me.
And me! I think people looked. It was awkward. This is the part where we give our answers.
I would have to go with whoever said an SPD prequel.
That was Kiefer.
I think that'd be really cool.
I'm not Kiefer. Never mind. Kiefer said something.
Mostly just because I really love SPD, and I love SPD's universe. I just think it'd be really cool to see, like, Doggy in his younger years and a cadet and
his head's a little bit smaller. They just used the Doggy costume from Dekaranger.
His head might actually fit in the helmet. Maybe.
You find out that actually his race does have smaller heads. He just put on a lot of weight. All in his head. All went to his head.
Good enough.
All right, for mine, the guy that played the original Ernie in MMPR is dead, right?
Yeah.
Weekend at Ernie's. Spinoff.
That's horrifying.
Oh, God. It's funny because I'm imagining people trying to, like, prop him up and move him around like the original movie.
And they just can't. So they just can't do it.
You people are terrible.
They gotta get a pulley system.
I want to see a movie about Trey, but with like the split personality, just trying to get shit done.
I think he just wants to see a movie of them oiled up, just all oiling each other and talking like as the same person.
Oh, it would be funny. Like they go on dates, they sit there and like they're one of them's with a girl, and then like. They, like, hey, hold on, I'm going to go to the bathroom. They tag out. Like,
you know, in real life, they're like, they behave as if they're conjoined, but they're not, and they don't realize it. They have the same Twitter account, all three of them. It just creeps me out.
Or, like, you go, or, like, they go, and, like, they take their lady of the evening into the bedroom, and, like, hold on, I need to take a break. I'm going to go run to the bathroom. And then the next one tags in. That would be hilarious.
And he'd be wearing a different outfit, but it would be like a really crazy outfit. Like he'd be dressed as Aladdin or something. And then he's like, oh, you know what? I forgot something. And he runs back and then he's dressed as Obi-Wan. It would be hilarious.
Exactly.
I call this my one-man show.
That's what I call it. So I think that would be fun to see.
I'm sorry. I really don't have much of an answer. I like some of the answers that they gave, like The one about the evil Alpha Squad Red Ranger, I wouldn't mind watching, like, seeing how they sort of their descent into evil would be kind of interesting.
That could be.
I don't know. I really don't have too much of an answer.
I liked the idea of RJ, an RJ movie. Anything with RJ is fun. I don't know. There are a couple of good answers.
RJ got his pizza. God damn it.
My work here is done.
It was peep, 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 pizza. It sounded like you planned it that way. Okay. Now it's time for...
Final thingies! I have a thingy, it's not final.
Not only was this podcast incredibly short, I was gone for half.
Yeah. Join this week's podcast as Brian only introduced segments and leaves for 75% of the show to go play with his dog.
That sounds dirty. Tune in to this week's RRR podcast. Jedimon's there the whole time. Shuquin Shinobi's off jacking off the dog for half of it.
I do like
how... He only comes back to intro segments.
I do like how Kevin's here for the entire show, and half of us haven't watched half of the shows we need to watch.
This was a strange week. It was pretty barren in terms of everything. I think the only thing that was normal was ramble time. Everything else was very strange, so that's why it was a weird show.
Yeah, we didn't have our normal superhero Tyson. Damn it. Superhero time.
Pizza.
That's normal superhero time lineup. Brian's over there, like, trying to move in and jack off the dog or whatever the hell he was doing while she pees. I don't know.
Both multitasking.
I mean,
so send in the Twitter questions for next week.